from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
He ends his show with how he prepares for the show, and we start ours by being unprepared. Good Lord, why is all this stuff around here? Lucas, help us out. There's too much stuff around here. We got, oh man. Being 95.7 The Game is like being back in college with four roommates. Every room you go into is just crap sitting around everywhere. Anyway, hi, everybody.
I was a slob in college.
Oh, yeah, of course you were.
Now I'm OCD, like the neatest guy ever. I clean the house every day. But there was like layers of clothes on my apartment in college. You couldn't even see the floor. Dishes like getting moldy in the sink.
Of course, of course.
It's just probably, I mean, it was Animal House.
I don't know why. Thank you. I don't know why human beings are that way. Like, that's just the way time works. You go into, when you have teenage kids in the house, you go into their room and you're like, how does this not bother you? What on earth is, I can't even see your floor. Do you come in here and just throw stuff off the walls on purpose? Anyway, whatever. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to go today. I'm ready to yell and scream and everything.
You are?
Yeah.
See, and I'm going out the opposite direction. Okay. I want to be excited about stuff, so I just am. That's it. I don't know how many people I have heard this from this off season. I'm more nervous than excited. I said yesterday to you, and I think that this is true.
Man up.
I said this to you yesterday, which
can't
is
that
if the adult up. If the 49ers were a movie, their trailer sucks. It completely stinks. They need a new marketing person to repackage this training camp. It's been a bad training camp.
How many trailers have you seen for a movie that you're like, I'm seeing that. That's awesome. And
a
you
lot.
Get there and it's terrible.
Well, right, right.
Trailers
so
can
I'm
be
not,
misleading.
They can. And I'm not saying that the trailer even matters at the end of it. Once the season starts and that's what matters. But what I'm getting at is I'm deciding right now to put this on my own shoulders.
Yeah.
If you're letting Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams and Parag Marate and Jed York and business and McCaffrey's calf, and if you're letting all of those things ruin your excitement for the season and the fact that the Niners are coming off a frustrating Super Bowl loss, I don't know, man. Maybe that's on you. That's on you. I choose to focus on something different starting today, which is that the 49ers are still a Super Bowl favorite. They are really good. They are stacked. I have look at my hand here. I'm making a zero. That's how much concern I have about Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams missing week one.
Same.
Zero.
I don't care.
But I do care. But they're going. Care. I know they're going to be there.
That's what I mean.
I know they're going to be there.
I haven't worried about any of this. And I feel like I'm as big a Niner fan as there is.
You are.
Whatever. Take care of business, dude. I mean, I'd love for you to be there, but I'm not worried about it because there's a lot of other weapons. I like the saying freak out when you find out. Like, I'm not freaking out yet. I'll freak out if they're 0-4.
Well,
I wouldn't even freak out if they were 0-3.
The two things are different. They are different. Like, let me tell you, and I've been saying this every day, that like we are still nowhere near my Trent Williams worry date. And the more I thought about that, I don't even know what that date is. I guess it would be September 9th. And I have literally zero worry that that's going to come to be.
He knows the playbook inside and out. It's all he has to do is backpedal like three steps with his arms in front of him to train. He's good.
Bro, they could sign him during pregame warmups.
He's good.
They could sign him during pregame warmups.
Backpedal, yeah, his hands out. The guy can't get by him. Brock Purdy's alive.
The Brandon one is different, and I get why it annoys people. But... I think it's time to move forward and accept a couple of things, which is that both sides have been overly stubborn, petty, competitive, whatever words you want to use. And then you can choose to accept that or not. You and I said this yesterday. I don't want any more tweets from Pelissero or Garofalo or anybody. I don't want any more about like it's moving down the field. It's a positive day. It's a negative day. There are renewed efforts. Forget it. You're doing your thing. I think both of you are a little bit lame for doing it the way you're doing it, but you're doing it. And I don't think that it is going to affect the season at all.
Wait, what's weird to me is this is how the 49ers do business. And it's happened a number of times, right? With Bosa and Debo. And then we freak out every time. And this is how it goes.
Yes,
but they were free agents.
Yes and no. Well, no, Bosa wasn't a free agent. Debo, the same thing.
They
were all heading into their fifth-year option. And so it's time to get paid. And Brandon he's going to get paid. By somebody. The difference is we didn't. Bosa and Debo, there were no like the Niners have agreed with the Patriots on a deal. They didn't do that.
Yeah,
this has been more contentious. It's been more public. I'll grant all of that, but you're not wrong.
Do you know what you go through if you get to arbitration as a baseball player?
No.
Do you mean that
emotionally, or do you mean like conceptually?
They grant you arbitration, right?
Right.
If you don't settle. You go to court. And then your team has lawyers, and they lift up every rug and find out every piece of dirt on you, whether it's statistical or otherwise.
Did you ever do this?
No. I was non-tendered by the Giants, so that's why I signed with the Dodgers.
Right.
But like I've heard stories where you can either sit in court with your attorney and your agent.
And listen to all that.
Where they're like, well, Mark Willard hit 125 with runners in scoring position. His OPS was this. He made an error in game three of the NLCS that cost the Giants a championship. Word was in the clubhouse that he was not a good teammate. I mean, it gets personal.
Wow.
And you sit there, and then the judge sits there and listens to all of it. The arbiter, the judge.
It's the weirdest situation.
Yeah, right? And then it's either you want 5.2. The team's offering you 4.2. You can settle out of court for 4.8, but you want your 5.2. I mean, look what happened to J.D. Davis.
J.D. Davis is exactly what I was thinking about.
Right?
Yep.
And now, is he on a team right now?
Yeah, he just got signed, I think, last week by Baltimore, maybe?
Good. Because he's a good dude.
Yeah, he got let go.
But he got caught up, and that rule's got to change where...
Totally.
So, yeah, I mean, it's ugly. The business side of sports, which I hated, is ugly. And my agent would call about this, and this, and they're saying this and this. I just let me run out between the lines and get dirty and play hard, and hopefully we win. I hated all that. So I still, as a fan now, on the other side of it, and a member of the media, maybe it's PTSD, but I don't do your thing. But I care about you when you're on the field trying to win my team a game that I'm a fan of.
Yeah, I just want to, this is my suggestion to myself, if anyone wants to do it as well. Like, just pull the lens back. We're way too zeroed in on Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. Pull the lens back. I agree. If you want to have a bigger conversation about the way the 49ers go about this, that I find interesting. Because you're right. This has been a few years in a row. And I do personally believe that one thing leads to the next. I do believe that the 49er brass is behaving this year like somebody broke up with them. I do believe that the 49er brass got their butts kicked by Nick Bosa. And I think they're carrying that with them. I do. And so they are very stubborn. And the 49ers don't like to lose deals. However, the 49ers have paid and paid and paid and paid and paid. They have taken care of their guys. I don't want to hear somebody say DeForest Buckner, for God's sakes. Don't be over there. What about the one time? Like, they have...
Dibs is saying it somewhere.
The 49ers have done a great job with that. They have paid over and over and over again. So, you know, like, these things can both be true at the same time, which is that the 49ers have been, I don't want to use the word generous, this is adult sports here. The 49ers have done a good job of taking care of their people, and yes, they have reached an era where I think they run the risk of being a little petty with the way that they go about these kinds of situations.
So, once you do get through this, Mark, they treat you like gold. Like, remember all the grades that NFL teams got last year? The Niners had, like, they were the top of the... They got A's and B's and almost everything. So, like, well, they might be stubborn on this, and they don't like to lose on the contractual part of the thing. Like, once you're done with it, I don't know that there's too many organizations that treat the players and their families better than the Niners, from what you hear.
Agreed.
So, like, once you're over with this, it's good. It's probably like, hey, it's business. Who cares?
So I revert back to something I said about a week and a half ago that I think at moments I've lost, and let's get it back. I trust the 49ers.
I do too.
Does not mean that is not like, oh, they never mess up. No, I said off the top of this show and others, it is categorically a mistake that they're even in this situation.
Right.
You're potentially playing around with or shopping a star player in August. That's dumb. That's not what you meant to do. I know it's not what you meant to do, because good teams don't do that.
Well, if you don't want to be here, we're going to trade you. It probably got to that point where, like, dude, come on. If you don't want to be here, this is our best offer. Yeah. If you don't want to be a Niner, we can find someplace else.
And wouldn't you argue that with each passing day now, and maybe this is what Charvarius Ward and George Kittle were saying yesterday, with each passing day now, it does start to move back into the balls in Brandon's court. Like, if the Niners are going to be like, look, we renewed an offer, we upped our offer, and we agreed with the Steelers, and we agreed with the Browns, and we agreed with the Patriots, and everybody's willing to give you generational money, and you're still in shorts and sneakers, that's fair also. Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You've been given options when you don't even really deserve them. You're not a free agent. Okay, Brandon, pick a spot. Let's go. I think we're there.
And I think, I don't know what happened, but maybe he came back and just, I want to be a Niner, man. Let's go. Let's get this done.
Of course he does.
I want to win a Super Bowl.
He'd be a crazy person to not want to stay.
Let's have a parade on Market Street. Let's go.
Yeah. But then again, okay, so do it.
Maybe the parade can start from Santa Clara and just come up, you know, 280 the whole way.
Just like a one-week parade?
Yeah.
Set up hotel rooms?
Line 280, and then right into, like, I don't know, by the ballpark to Market Street, by the Ferry Building and Up Market, make it like a four-hour parade.
Brandon Pajemski's going to join us in 5 minutes.
Let's go. I'm fired up for this. I'm going to be fanboy over here.
First question to Pods is going to be, like, which Warrior rookie has to take your gig next year? And what I mean by that is, Pods has been on this show like six times.
Has he really?
In the last 7 months. He's clearly, like, he's the pup. So they're like, you got to do the media, bud. You don't hear Draymond's not coming on, Steph's not coming on, Pods is coming on.
I think he's just a good dude.
He is. Yeah. We love having him on. And the Warriors are number two in the NBA in terms of nationally televised games. The schedule is out. The Lakers have 39. The Warriors are right behind them at 36.
Do you think they got like a quick five extra national games when Steph hit that fourth three-pointer in the Olympics? They're just like, call the networks. We need five more games for the Warriors.
No.
That was sick.
I think that
they already decided.
I think that LeBron and Steph have driven ratings in this league for over a decade, and nothing's changing no matter how old they get. As long as they're here, they're the dudes.
Yeah.
Don't you think? That's what this Olympics said to me. 39 and 36, and they ran the show.
And they can still play at a very high level.
Won the gold.
Haven't really fallen off at all.
Celtics and Knicks come in right after the Lakers and Warriors with 34 each.
Did he look more jacked for the Olympics to you? LeBron looked like an extra jacked.
He always looks more jacked.
No, but he looked a little more like he got stung by some bees.
You check that stuff out, don't you?
I do.
You look at you.
I do.
You look at stuff.
I'm Mr. Skeptical with my sports.
All right. So we got an NBA schedule and we got an NBA player. There's your 1-2 punch. And yes, we will also be asking Pods about what the hell was this offseason like? I mean, your name was thrown around all over the place as the linchpin to Lauri Markkanen or who knows what, which had to be another welcome to the NBA type of a moment for him. So we'll get into all of that with Pods in just moments. FP is in for Dibs. Again, it's Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You don't need to play recorded Pajemski. We're about to get live Pajemski. Did you just say that you got all kinds of questions for Pajemski?
Can't wait.
Then let's not wait.
Let's go.
Joining us right now on the River Islands guest line is none other than Pods or BP or whatever you want to call him. He doesn't mind any of them, as he tells us. It's Brandon Pajemski, who is in Milwaukee, fresh off a trip to a Dodger Brewer game, and a little less fresh off of a trip to Europe, right? How was Paris, Brandon?
Paris was a blast. I had a great time with me and my friends. We were able to do quite a lot. I've been to Paris once before with Santa Clara when I was there for our Europe trip during the summer, so I got to see it one time without the Olympics. And then seeing it with the Olympics was really fun, getting to see the basketball, what it's like, FIBA style. Seeing beach volleyball from the Eiffel Tower was really fun. So just a lot of things that we had, you know, planned to do and we got to do, and it's very different from America.
It's very different from Milwaukee, Brandon. But like I was telling Mark before we came on, you know, being in the National League all those years and as a broadcaster, like Milwaukee in the summer is one of my favorite stops. And I saw the picture with you and Brian Anderson, and BA and I are tight, so you probably know him for hoops. I know him from baseball. But I mean, talk about Milwaukee in the summer. I love the ballpark. I love the runs on the lake. We don't stay at the Pfister anymore, the haunted hotel. We stay somewhere else. Yeah. But dude, like Milwaukee in the summertime, I don't think it gets better. It's one of the sneaky sleeper towns on the tour.
No, I definitely agree. You know, obviously I've lived in Milwaukee my whole life. So being here for this summer especially, I haven't been able to spend a summer here really since my senior year of high school. So got to enjoy State Fair, which is in the beginning of August when I got back. Obviously Summerfest is here. There's a bunch of things to do around the city, and the weather's always really nice, 70 to 80 degrees, and a lot of people go on the lake, Lake Michigan. So there's a bunch of stuff to do here. People just, you know, don't really think about it because we have Chicago right by us and stuff like that. So you kind of get underlooked in that aspect, but it's a beautiful city.
I think I might have left out the nicest people ever, too. Did I leave that out?
You left that out.
Literally.
And it's so true.
The nicest people on the planet.
It's so true.
In Wisconsin. Absolutely.
Okay, Brandon agrees. although I'll say this, Brandon, Dodgers 5, Brewers 2 on Monday night. You didn't boo hard enough.
Nah. So one of my good friends, actually, Gavin Lux, is a starting second baseman for the Dodgers. He's originally from Wisconsin as well. So every time the Dodgers play up in the Bay against San Francisco or Oakland, I try to go and support him. And obviously, he was just in town, coincidentally, when I was in town. So just kind of growing up, I'm obviously way younger than he is, but just knowing him through organization of baseball, playing with him, you know, it's cool to see. And even last summer, I went to Dodger Stadium during the summer and caught a game and got one of his jerseys. So we're trying to align it where he can come to one of my games when we play in L.A. or something like that. But, yeah, he's a good friend. So for me, watching the Brewers and Dodgers, it didn't really matter in that instance who won.
Oh man, see that just threw me for a little bit of a loop there. And Brandon, I'm glad that you're clearly now comfortable in your skin as a Bay Area athlete to be on Bay Area radio and say nice things about the Dodgers. That takes some guts.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary about the Dodgers. I think it's just Gavin. You know, Gavin's doing his thing, and it's super cool to see, you know, another guy from Wisconsin, you know, make it to professional sport.
Fair enough. You hate all the other Dodgers, and I won't let you answer that. I'm just going to go with that. Brandon Pajemski is joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs and FP is in for Dibs. So, Brandon, have you done what the rest of us have done? Have you gone over the entire NBA schedule and played like the win-loss game and come up with a final record for the Warriors yet?
I've went over the schedule a couple of times. Haven't played the win-loss game. I feel like that'll kind of just work itself out, but I am kind of pleased that we do get a lot of, like, I think there's a couple of stretches there. We have 5 or 6 game homestands, so it'll be nice to get accustomed to home for a little bit, and then we have some longer road trips, and I kind of really prefer that instead of the playing 2 at home, then go play 3, and then come back and play 2. I'd rather just kind of have them all at once so I can, you know, when I come home, I can unpack my bags, and when I'm on the road, I can, you know, enjoy myself as well, so I like the schedule back in Milwaukee on February 10th, so I'm excited for. Obviously, that's one of my favorite games during the year, so I'm looking forward to that. And then also the, you know, the in-season tournament. I think we by far have the hardest pool out of any group, so I'm excited to play, you know, Clay and those guys. And just looking forward to it, honestly, just seeing what the second year is going to look like. I'm excited. I know I've gotten better. I can feel it. And just really excited to get out there.
How have you gotten better?
I think I was talking to Anthony Slater last night about it, and I didn't have this feeling of getting better as much as I did this year. Since or this offseason, I should say, since my junior or senior year of high school. And during that time, I really noticed a jump in my game. Mm-hmm. I could feel it. I could see it. And I haven't really felt that since until this offseason.
Wow.
And I think people would ask me about the Illinois to Santa Clara. I think that was more so an opportunity than anything. But from a skill development standpoint, I feel like this offseason has been, you know, up there with the one my junior or senior of high school. So for me, I'm feeling really good. Took out the floaters, took out the hook shots, kind of putting in more mid-range stuff, more threes off the dribble, more threes off the catch. So just adding different things, and then defensively being able to, you know, take on that challenge, being out there with Steph every night, taking that challenge head on.
Well, you talk about being with Steph. That's a good segue. I was trying to figure out how to ask you this question. What were you doing? Were you at the gold medal game, and what were you doing when you hit that 4 3-pointer?
I actually was not at the gold medal game. I was there for a couple of the games before that. So I got to, you know, talk with him, Steve, Khalid Robinson, one of our coaches, and Clint Carlson are also over there. So I got to talk with them just about it. And it was at the time when Steph was, you know, struggling and not making as much. So we were just kind of talking about it and what his thoughts were. And, you know, he told me and my friends, it was actually crazy that he's going to, you know, go off the next two games. And that was against Serbia and France. And he told us, and, you know, he did it. So for me, I was actually at home watching the game. And, you know, I thought it was pretty crazy to watch. It was super surreal. You know, you see it all the time when you're playing with them. But on that stage, when you're expected to win, the whole country, the whole world's watching that. It's pretty special to do.
Were you like the rest of us screaming and yelling? I mean, you practice with them every day. You've seen this a million times. You've seen it with the Warriors. But like on that stage, were you like the rest of us just like, oh, going nuts when you saw it? Or you just like, ah, that's Steph?
Nah, I just was like, he's different. He's different. He's different than anybody that, you know, most of us that have ever been around. I think he's, you know, in there for the greatest of all time in that conversation. And, you know, I'm blessed to be his teammate.
Brandon Pajemski with us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, Brandon, I'm going to take one of the phrases out of the answer. We know that this is part of the game and you have to deal with it. But Let us in a little bit. What did this feel like this offseason to have your name be such a central piece to all of the rumors? And I mean this both in a good and bad way. I have to imagine, right? Like, your name is in trade rumors, but you're also hearing your team at least reportedly say, no, he's off the table. We like him too much. What was this experience like for you?
Well, I think in one aspect it was different. This is my first year going through something like this, so to have your name kind of rumored in something that you necessarily can't control is definitely different. Something that, you know, as a college kid, as a high school kid, you don't have to worry about because there is no trades. So that was definitely different, but at the same time, it was a good feeling that to know that, you know, you're wanted across the league. Teams see your value. And at the same time, you see how much value Golden State I have there. So it was good to be a part of that, go through it. But, you know, I think Mike and I think Joe did a great job during that process of just being transparent with me and my agent of kind of what was it looking like, what was it going to happen. And, you know, basically at two different points in time, they told me I wasn't going to go anywhere. So I felt that as an extra confidence booster that they see a bright future for me as I do myself. And, you know, Joe during summer league said he thinks we have an all-star. And, you know, I agree with him 100%. And that's something that I strive for and, you know, plan to do in the coming years.
Yeah, I want people to hear this from you because you've said it to us already in the past. That, like, your goal is all-star. Your goal is face of the Warriors. Why, like, what's going on there? Why is that your vision? Or why, like, you know what I mean? What is the importance of that to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the game I love. And for me, being blessed to be in a situation I am, why not try to maximize out your potential? And, you know, why cut yourself short and just be like, you know what, I'm cool with being, you know, a backup point guard. I'm cool with being a role player. I'm cool making my, you know, 5 to 10 million a year. Why settle short for that? And, you know, I feel like I have, you know, so much potential that I can use and show on the court that, you know, I want to do those things. And, you know, people can say, oh, he's too cocky, he's too arrogant, but I'm never going to sell myself short, and I'm going to try to keep going until I can't. So I think for me, just kind of always being raised to take that next step and be an alpha male, that's just kind of how I was brought up. And for me, like I told you guys before, the All-Star thing is something that I think is real. Maybe not a lot of other people think that, but I think it's something that I could do, and, you know, I'm going to keep going for it.
So you mean to tell us that your goals are even higher than Mark Stein's All-NBA lefty team? Is that what you're telling us?
I guess. I just actually seen that today, that I made the All-Lefty team, which was pretty cool. We had talked about it during the finals, actually, so it was pretty cool to make that.
Brandon Pajemski is with us. Brandon, I'd also love to hear your thoughts with regard to maybe how this Olympic experience for Steph Curry kind of changed the way outsiders, I'm sure it doesn't change anything for you, but outsiders, I think there's this renewed thought of like, wait a minute, Steph's not old yet. Steph can still be an NBA one. Did you feel that? And what's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, in any situation, basketball related, I will never, you know, count Steph, LeBron, or Kevin Durant out. It's just something that, you know, they've been doing for so long that you never feel like they're getting old. And, you know, I saw the other day, like, LeBron will be 43. I think Steph will be almost 40, and KD will be almost 40 the next Olympics. And, you know, for me, I would assume they're going to play if they can. And I never would count none of those three guys out. But for me, you know, people are going to say things just based on how our season went last year and how we didn't make the playoffs and all those kind of things. But when it comes to Steph, I mean, he's one of a kind. And like I said, I'll never count him out of anything when there's a chance to win. So
you talk about setting goals, Brandon, and I used to set individual goals, but then I'd also set team goals. Do you have team goals set for this year? And if you do, can you share them with us?
Yeah, obviously everybody's goal is to win the championship. So that's obviously number one on the bucket list above any individual goal. I think, you know, seeing what that's like to be in the in-season tournament, you know, semifinals and finals, that's another goal of ours to win our pool. You know, we want to be a top six team. I think it's super crucial that we get into a seven-game series because, you know, like Steve and everyone else has said, it's, I feel like it's hard to beat a Steph Curry-led team four times out of seven games. And I think last year, if we were able to get in that situation where we were handed a seven-game series, I think, you know, the results would have been different. So I think just being a top six seed after the regular season's over is something that we have our eye on as well, and then kind of just go from there. But, yeah, just extending our season. Honestly, for me, being done since, I think, what, April 17th, whatever it was, to now, I mean, it's felt like an eternity. And so, you know, I don't want that feeling of having to sit at home and watch other teams play. I'd rather be the last, you know, one or two teams playing. So just goals like that. And, you know, as a competitor, you want to win everything you can. So anything that comes our way, I know me especially, I'll be ready for it.
If we're going to talk goals, to what level is it a goal for you to be on that Olympic team at some point?
Oh, I mean, that's the number one goal for sure. Obviously, like I mentioned about the All-Star thing, not a lot of people expect it, which is okay because, you know, at that point I'll be in year five. Just, you know, about to hit my prime. So it's something that I can do. And I watched from the Olympic Games, you know, there's a place for guys like the Derek Whites, the Jrue Holidays. There's a place for that on a team like that, given so much talent. And I think, although I think it myself can be ultra-talented, I think in that situation, kind of like what Devin Booker did, he played a role for the team to win. And I think for me, I can do somewhat similar. And I know there's a place for that on every team. You know, you look at Derek White and Jrue Holiday, those aren't necessarily the top 12 basketball players talent-wise in the United States. I mean, everybody would agree on that. But because they can fill a role and know how to play with other stars around them, they're able to do it. And I think for me, that's kind of somewhat similar to what I look like for the 28 Olympics.
Pods, as an old guy that's retired now and that's limping around every single day, I get worried when you take so many charges. Like, all these goals that you have, are we still going to take tons of charges this year? Because I'm worried about the toll on your body over the long haul when you keep letting these big guys run over you to take the charges.
Yeah, I think it's just something that I've had in my game since I started in eighth grade. You know, I think it helps the team win, and for me, that's what I'm really all about. And I've kind of mastered how to fall after getting contact, so I think that has helped me kind of help my body a little bit. But I don't think it'll go away anytime soon unless I can, you know, just miraculously be a great guard shot blocker like Gary or something like that. I think that'll be a staple of my game.
Brandon Pajemski on 95.7 The Game. Hey, before you run, a quick thought on the Lakers at Chase on Christmas Day. I mean, do you do the same thing we do when the schedule comes out? The first thing your eyes do is go straight to Christmas Day.
Correct. I think for me, it goes Christmas Day, then it goes when I play in Milwaukee. I think those are my two that I look at right away. But I think this is 12 years in a row now being on Christmas. I mean, you can thank the majority of that to Steph and Clay and Draymond. But yeah, it's an honor. It's only 5 games in that day, and being selected as one of those 10 teams is a blessing. And then now being able to play in my second Christmas Day, one on the road last year at Denver and now at home, just kind of seeing what that's like. And I'm super excited to be a part of that.
All right, Pods. Great stuff, man. We really appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit, and congrats on all the success. And I know everyone's excited that you're still a Dub.
Yes, thanks, guys. I appreciate you for having me.
All right, there he is. Brandon Pajemski right here on 95.7 The Game. See? Good dude, right?
Yeah, great.
Good dude.
I love the way he plays. Yep. I mean, we had Steve on this past season. And he's a basketball player. And Steve agreed. Like, there's a baseball player, a guy that knows how to play.
It's kind of like you were talking about Chapman yesterday.
He's a gym rat.
Yep.
Like, he takes charges, which always scares me. But he does. He falls. I see how he falls. He's got the stuntman fall where he's not going to get hurt. But, like, over the long haul, the hit by pitches on your legs, they pile up.
Yep.
The charges you take pile up. All the hard hits in football pile up. And I think he's got so many great skills. His best skill to me, I mean, he's a great shooter. He's a great rebounder. He's got a knack for the rebound. He plays defense, which is refreshing. But he's a basketball player. Like, he's just a all-around guy that's going to find a way to win and find a way to beat you. And that's how he got in the starting lineup. Not because he's busting threes. And he got in the starting lineup last year because he played his ass off. And I think that's why Warrior fans like him so much. You got all the skills, and he's got skills too. I don't want to like diminish that part, but he's just a complete player. He's a basketball player. It's going to find a way to help you win a game.
Yeah, Steve Kerr kept saying, like, you know, with all the lineup stuff and hand wringing that everybody was doing last year, he's like, I couldn't get him out.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to get him out. Not that I wanted to get him out, but you know what I mean? Like, I wanted Moses Moody to get more minutes, or I wanted this guy to get more minutes, but he fits into so many different spots, so many different lineups, a little bit of a Swiss Army knife type of feel. And I think that kind of goes to what you're saying, and where I think that's relevant for this offseason conversation of Lauri Markkanen or Paul George or whatever. I don't know what Brandon Pajemski's ceiling is. I love that he thinks there is no ceiling. That's awesome. He wants to be, told us that last time, he wants to be the face of the Warriors when Steph isn't anymore. That's a really cool goal. The Olympic team. He wants to be a champion. He wants to, you know, make the max contracts. All those things. That's a great goal. I don't know if that's his ceiling or not. Maybe it is. But if it isn't, you can rest assured that Brandon Pajemski is going to be a 100% helpful asset to your basketball team, no matter what. And I think that's why, with a young player, you really hesitate to trade a guy, because you're like, no matter what, if it blows the roof off or if it only goes a little bit away up the stairs, this person's going to be a really good thing for our basketball team for as long as he's here. I think you can already say that.
Yeah. But what you just said about Steve Kerr couldn't get him out of the lineup, We talked a lot for 4 hours about getting your chance and having it and taking advantage of opportunity, no matter if it's a part-time player getting one at-bat, whether it's a part-time player getting late minutes in a game, whether it's a part-time player or Mr. Irrelevant getting a shot and then taking advantage of it and having the confidence, the cockiness, the arrogance, the knowledge that you can play at this level, and then making it hard for the coach or the manager to take you out of the lineup. I mean, that's what taking advantage of opportunity is. I know he's a first round pick, and I understand that. But when he got his chances last year, it was like, oh, this kid's all over the place. He's diving for loose balls. He's getting rebounds. This guy can play. I didn't know anything about him. Oh, look at him bury that three-pointer. And then all of a sudden, Steve's like, this guy's helping us win games. And then now he's a fixture. He's established himself as a guy that can help you win games. And there's other guys on other teams that we've talked about that have had those opportunities and haven't done what Brandon Pajemski's done.
No doubt. And I think what you're talking about is not only an important thing, it's a really underrated part of sports debate and conversation. We spend a lot of time coming down the road of coaches. Certainly we have in this town the last 2-3 years, coming down the road of coaches for quote-unquote not giving guys an opportunity. Whether it's the Giants for sending somebody down too early, whether it's it's dying group, but there's still some people out there to be like, we still don't know what Trey Lance can do. Like, he really never got an opportunity.
Turn the page.
Okay. And then to a lesser degree, there have been moments of that with the Kamingas and the Moody's of the world. And I'm not saying that the coach is right every single time. Certainly not with rotations. Steve has been on this show and like day after game and been like, messed that one up last night. That one's on me. So nobody's right all the time. But it's fascinating to me how many times people who are out in the real world earning their keep watch sports and don't think it works that way there. Like, dude, I don't care where you were drafted. I don't care how good you look in a uniform. If you're awesome, the coach isn't going to be able to take you out.
Right.
But if you're not awesome, the coach knows. They're with you every day for hours watching stuff that matters for the game that we don't see. And then we're like, Kerr's an idiot. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
We are. We are. Period. Kuminga had, like, I'll do it till I die. The series in Sacramento. He's standing there watching people get rebounds in front of him. And people are like, you won't give him a chance. Right. Because he didn't make the most of some of his early opportunities. And then when he finally got one this year, he did. And so that's great. That's what you're looking for. Same thing with Ayuk. 3 years ago. Oh, why is he in Kyle's doghouse? For a reason. For a reason. That's why he's in the doghouse. And then he worked his way out. And that's awesome.
There's so many things that we don't see as fans that go on behind the scenes.
Of course.
Little things and big things. Is he on the training table every day? Is he hurt all the time? Does he have something different every day? What time does he get to the locker room? What time does he get to the clubhouse? Is he the first guy on the bus? Is he the last guy on the bus? Is he a guy that's in the back of the plane talking smack about this, this, and this? Is he a whiner? Is he a complainer? Is he positive every day? Is he always there early? Is he never hurt? He doesn't even want to see a trainer. Is he all about the team? Is he asking the right questions? What kind of attitude does this guy have? How does he carry himself as a professional behind the scenes? We just see from 7 o'clock on every
night, right,
or on Sunday at 1 o'clock every Sunday. We don't see what happens behind the scenes. And that has a lot to do with who plays and who doesn't, who gets chances and who doesn't.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromise. That's FP, of course, in for dibs. Coming up next, has the preseason buildup for the 49ers in some way been ruined for you? And are you more nervous or more excited for the start of this season based on what's happened? Let's take some calls on that. 888-957-9570. David Lombardi in 2 hours. This is Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.